Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 31st of December. Two Goats. The destruction of all iniquitous self-image through the punishment of the law and the judgment of God was one aspect of this offering and suffering event. The second element was Christ's fulfillment of the obedience that belongs to each person's true image. These two elements of Christ's offering were typified by the two goats offered by the high priest on the Day of Atonement. The scapegoat took the sin, iniquity, and transgressions of the people out to forgetfulness, while the Lord's goat, through the shedding of blood, which typified resurrection life, redeemed the people to God. Significantly, these two aspects of Christ's one offering revealed his name as Redeemer. In the book of Acts, Luke quoted a key excerpt from the prophet Isaiah's explanation of Christ's suffering in the court of Caiaphas. This was the passage of scripture that the Ethiopian official was reading when Philip came alongside his chariot. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Christ's face was marred more than any man's as he was bruised for our iniquitous self-image. Christ's face represented the focal point of his image and reputation. In this regard, his image and reputation, which were an embodiment of our false image and reputation, were being taken away as he was being humiliated and his justice was being taken away. This was his offering as the scapegoat. We all, in our iniquity, were being judged, forsaken, and destroyed in the sea of God's forgetfulness with him. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 8, verses 32 to 33. For further reading, Acts chapter 8.